a word for you from John chapter 16, from verse 28 to 32. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yet it has now come that you will be scattered, each to his own, and you will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. This is a text that I think I've never spoken from, because it is a sort of in-between story, in between very important events. And yet, it is important in itself, because here the Lord is probing the so-called faith of his disciples. He did speak plainly in saying, I've come forth from the Father, I'm going to him. Then the disciples claimed, Now, Lord, you're not speaking in roundabout terms. Now you're not beating about the bush. You're speaking plainly. You're not using parables like you always do. Now we believe. And the Lord then says, Oh, so you say you believe now? Well, let me tell you something. You are all going to scatter. You see, the Lord is using a little bit of sarcasm, because he uses the same words that his disciples have used, and their claim now to faith. The Lord knew very well that they did not yet really believe. In fact, the events soon to happen were going to prove that the so-called statement of belief was really untrue. If you think of what happened to Peter, because soon after this he said, Lord, of course I believe in you. I'll never desert you. I'll stick to you, come thick and thin. And yet it was going to be so easy for him to deny his Lord. Think of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They too didn't believe. When the Lord did reveal himself and they ran back and testified to the room full of disciples, they didn't believe the two disciples. So it really shows that their claim to faith isn't true. And the Lord is really just showing them that despite their boast now that they believe, he says, Oh, so you say you believe, you are all going to scatter.